Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight here on the Genesis Network, 24 hours a day, restreaming in the free podcast at Infowars.com. Our information gets out to more people when you take action. Coming up, we'll go ahead and start calling Jesse Benton, Ron Paul's communications director, joining us to give us the latest updates on the campaign. Then Dr. Corsi with shocking new developments for the U.S. going under U.N. law during any type of bio-release or even avian flu under the Security and Prosperity Partnership for the North American Union. That's coming up as well. Luke Radowski, in closing, I don't want to try to jam Mike from PA in here. Again, tell folks about the incredible importance of this biggest ever truth convergence coming up to kick off just in 8 days in New York.
I say it's either now or never. We have to make a stand. We have to do the right things. We have to help out the first responders. We have to stand up for truth and justice. We have to educate as many people as we can before it's too late. And we have the opportunity to do that at a large scale here in New York City on 9/11/07. It's going to be one of the most historic. It's going to be one of the most momentous moments in 9/11 truth history ever, period. It's going to be one of the biggest events ever. And I hope people come out. I hope people are going to be the change they want to see in this world. And I hope people are going to be here and they're going to make history. People are going to be kicking themselves if they're not going to be here on 9/11/07.
Luke Radowski at wearechange.org. Carry on, my friend, and God bless you. I will see you in New York soon, obviously. Next Wednesday or Thursday, I want to get you to pop in on the show for a final update before we kick off the remembrance for 2006 as we take back the memory of those murdered by the military-industrial complex. The New World Order doesn't just kill you. They then pose as saviors and use the memories of those they've killed to further their police state and their murder of others. We are not going to let that continue. We are going to get the word out. God bless you, Luke. See you soon.
God bless you, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, you can go to Infowars.com or JonesReport.com and link through and find a list of the itinerary and the different street actions and demonstrations and vigils and premieres of Final Cut, Loose Change. It's the rough cut of it. It'll be done about a month after that, but it's going to be powerful. And I haven't even seen this latest rough cut. I just came in overnight mail. I'll be watching that this evening. And there will be the completed endgame. You will see the endgame on the 9th, and all proceeds go to the first responders. I guess Luke was saying all proceeds after they pay for the theaters. That's expensive. It's one of the Feel Good Foundation, a couple other local foundations that have really been helping people. We're going to break and come back with Jesse Benton, who we're lining up to come on the show. Ron Paul's communications director, head of media operations, and in the meantime, yeah, they've got this latest scare up in Toronto. We're working on that right now. Finally found something about it. Just the regular, oh my gosh, there's a bomb. We better shut down the city. But then hundreds will die in a month in Toronto in car wrecks, but none of that matters. You know, it's all about getting you totally in fear, and only the secret police can keep you safe. But there's never any terror to fight, so the secret police then fight all of the crime. Also, China is saying that one-child policy helps protect the climate. Reuters, see, and they're now saying that here in the U.S., that we need taxes on those having more than one child. Same thing in the EU and in England. This whole climate footprint tax deal is about everything. All forms of carbon emission, and they say humans have the biggest footprint, quote, because of our consumption. And so if carbon's bad, it's taxing life. There you have exactly what we were telling you the next step would be. Really an incredible article. Only 10 minutes on a mobile phone could trigger cancer, scientists believe. I'm going to cover that as we talk to Jesse Benton. Exclusive, finally, WOAI-TV reports, TxDOT plan to toll existing interstates. Finally breaking mainstream news. We've been telling you for years. And if they want to say it's exclusive, I could care less. Just report the truth, media. Better late than never.
Blackbird. Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We interviewed the congressman earlier this week, and he broke down what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, discussed, the inevitable unraveling and collapse of the dollar. Then, of course, he'll try to leverage us in through that crisis into the Amero. He also talked about the fact that he believes they will attack Iran before Bush leaves office. Dr. Roberts agrees with that, as most experts do. And also Ron Paul talked about how they must have a draft, and the head of the new Army War Czar, or Joint Operations War Czar, said that 2 weeks ago on NPR that they need a draft. So these are some of the issues that Congressman is really exposing right now. The campaign's trajectory has him winning the nomination. If his growth rate continues, that's up to all of us to continue. He's been winning straw polls all over the country. And here to strategize just on the campaign, how we the soldiers in the fight on this key battlefront for the presidency, and regardless, we win because Ron Paul, even if he doesn't win, builds up a movement. Local Ron Paul meetup groups in your area can also form the cadres to form larger groups and other political organizations, immigration control, Second Amendment groups, land rights groups. This is how you get together. Use Ron Paul to organize your own cadres as well for future use, and so they can go out and organize even larger cadres in the fight against the globalists. But Ron Paul really can win. A, you have to believe that. C, you can see that it's an exponential growth right now, and they're scared of him. Jesse Benton, communications director, head media coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign. Thanks for spending time with us, Jesse.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
RonPaul2008.com. Folks need to call and donate to get yard signs. What did you think of the report this week in Florida, the guy, them telling him they would fine him and then arrest him if he didn't take a Ron Paul sign out of his yard?
The last time I checked, we still lived in a country that was supposed to be free, and, you know, you start telling people they can't put up a free political speech on their own property, that's just pretty ridiculous.
How's the campaign going? Please just give us a synopsis, Jesse, a rundown on the battlefront, the strategy, where you're going.
Well, it's going very well. You know, some good news today out of Michigan. There was some talk that saw news. This is the GOP chairman up there was making a push to close their primary, to make it a Republican-only primary. But it is now going to be officially on January 15th, one of the earliest in the nation, probably the second primary and the third overall place where Americans will be able to vote. It is going to be open. Any citizen of Michigan can go and request either the Democratic ballot or the Republican ballot. So we're hoping that Republicans, independents, and Democrats who are sick and tired of what their party's feeding them are going to go and request a Republican ballot and vote for Ron Paul on January 15th. We think we can win that state, and that would be a great way to continue to build on momentum as we move into the crucial February 5th Super Duper Tuesday showdown.
Well, in fact, what you just mentioned has now been confirmed. Detroit Free Press reporting, state grabs first primary. Michigan leapt to the head of the presidential primary lineup Thursday, setting a January 15th election that could become the biggest primary in state history and a key battleground for the Republican and Democratic nominations. Are they worried that Ron Paul would have been too strong in New Hampshire? I mean, why are they moving it to Michigan?
Well, they're moving it up in Michigan, you know, because I think, you know, it's Michigan wants to push their relevancy. I think it also has potential to push some cash into their state. You know, as presidential candidates now have to pay more attention and more likely to come and spend money. And, you know, it's just the prestige issue. New Hampshire is extremely likely now to push their primary up to the 8th. And then, we're looking at a very, very likely January 1st Iowa caucus. So everything is moving up, and I don't think that there's any specific anti-Ron Paul conspiracy, but I do think that as you move, it's a confluence of interests that are very much vested in keeping the mainstream and making sure Americans keep getting what they're getting, and you know, as you bunch things together and move things up, there's a lot. It makes it harder and harder for people coming from the outside like Ron to get a foothold. So we have to
gain the critical mass they need.
Yeah, well, we need to just make sure that we keep working even harder and make sure that we don't let these special interests push us out.
We've just got to redouble and redouble and redouble and redouble again. And let me tell you, I see that happening. What about the volunteer numbers, the cash numbers? I mean, just from the ground here, with my limited perspective, it looks like Ron Paul, the web traffic ratings just continue an exponential climb. And the congressman agreed with me when we had him on earlier this week that he can win the primary if the trajectory continues.
You're absolutely right. And we need to keep growing like we've been growing. And I'm happy to report that we have been. We now have nearly 40,000 meetup group members signed up around the country, not to mention other people that are organizing for
us. Isn't that more than all the other Republicans combined?
Oh, much more than any other Republican combined. Because of who Ron is and his message and the people out there supporting him, we have the grassroots support and the grassroots organization that the other candidates are trying to buy. And, you know, it's you know, you really just can't buy this kind of support, this kind of passion.
They are the candidates of the Matrix. Ron Paul is a candidate of reality.
I agree with you.
How do we help? What is the key of all the things we can do? Not just yard signs, not just money. I just gave thousands more this week that I didn't have. You can check it in there. What do we need to do?
It sounds like a broken record here, but we need to keep doing exactly what we're doing. We need to keep talking to our neighbors, going to public events, passing out literature. You guys, anybody out there can get Ron Paul Slim Jims at ronpaul2008.com. Just come in, fill out a form, and tell us where to ship them and how many you need. We'll send you the. It's a great two-sided piece of literature, a Slim Jim or a push card. Get to events in your community. Hand out literature. Talk to people about Ron Paul. Why do you support him? Why is he America's last great hope? And let's just spread this message of freedom and liberty. That's the great thing about the freedom message, is it's once people hear it, they love it, and it just spreads, and it makes so much sense, and it brings people together.
Absolutely. Jesse Benton, Ron Paul's head of media communications director, ronpaul2008.com. The attacks have been stepped up the last month, but it seemed to only backfire on the controlled press and now raise his visibility. Before, I'd be doing radio interviews, and some of the listeners wouldn't know on other talk shows around the country who he was, or a few people in Austin wouldn't know. Now everybody I talk to, I mean, I'll obnoxiously in a restaurant tap people next to me and go, do you know who Ron Paul is? And I'll ask another table, or I'll ask some neighbor five doors down walking his dog, hey, do you know who Ron Paul is? It really seems like his name recognition with kind of the general mesmerized public, not the freedom community, it seems like that breakthrough is happening.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I think that's a two-pronged reason. First, it's because of people like you and people like your listeners that are continuing to talk about Ron, continuing to spread the message, and the fact that the message is so viable. And then I also think that it's just kind of a natural function of people. People starting to turn onto this whole election in general. A couple months ago there was a poll that said that only about 25% of the American people were really paying very much attention to this presidential race. It was too soon for them. They were kind of burned out with politics. But, as we start to move into the fall, more and more people are going to start to turn on. And so they're going to start to look, and they're going to start to examine the candidates. And when they learn more about Ron Paul, they're going to like what they hear. When they learn more about, say, Rudy Giuliani, they might not like what they hear as much. And, right now, all these national polls are dominated by one thing, and that's name recognition.
And they've been talking about Mitt Romney and Giuliani for 10 years and him running the Olympics. Obvious. I mean, that's why it's so bad. If you looked at trajectory with another month or so, Ron Paul was sure to win, but they start moving it back another month. That literally is an attempt to freeze out what they'd call second-tier candidates who, like Ron Paul, who are, he's got a rocket tied to his back with this exponential growth curve. So I guess that just means we've got to redouble our efforts again.
I think you're right there. I think you're right. And here's the positive thing here. With the moving everything up and bunching everything up, I'll give you a potential scenario. Ron Paul wins New Hampshire on January 8th, and we make a real strong showing in Iowa, and we make a strong showing in Michigan, maybe winning Michigan. February 5th rolls around, the 29th, Florida is now winner-take-all, very favorable for Giuliani. But February 5th hits, and you've got a bunch of candidates win a couple different states. So you've got, you've got Ron Paul with a win or two, you've got Rudy Giuliani with a win or two, Mitt Romney with maybe a win in there.
There's no way of ignoring. Now it's a brawl.
Right. It is a brawl. And now it's going to turn into Battle Royal Central and all the states that have not traditionally been organized in. We're going to be fighting in Oklahoma and North Dakota and those kind of states where, there's not already this big money political machine built. They're not traditional battleground states. They're not traditional heavy campaign states. So it's going to be about ground, on the ground, grassroots support, and what kind of better race for Ron Paul to get in. That's a potential scenario that could be really, really great for the freedom movement.
The listeners want to know, how is Congressman Ron Paul handling his incredibly busy schedule that would exhaust a 20-year-old man, much less 72, his birthday's here, and how's his wife doing in closing?
Carol's doing great. I got to see her last weekend, and she is back on her feet and the same old great and energetic Carol Paul that she always is. No, you're absolutely right. It's something that Ron and all the staff have really talked about, and that's that we just can't run him into the ground. It is very difficult. We do try to make sure that he gets a break every day to get some exercise because that really charges his batteries. He's a really committed walker and biker. And, also just making sure that we get him every place that he needs to go and get him out there in the states at the same time, making sure that he does have some time to himself, you know, for his health, for his fitness, and, you know, for his mental frame of mind, too. He likes to have some quiet time to be able to read and compose his thoughts, and so and just making sure we commit to doing that.
Well, he's making one hell of a run. We all need to pray for him and you and the whole campaign. And there's an event coming up in Fort Worth this weekend. More details at RonPaul2008.com. Jesse Benton, thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you, Alex. My pleasure.
We'll be right back, and I'll get into the, what the cell phones are doing to your brains. Then we'll get to good old Dr. Corsi.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
No dark sarcasm in the crowd.
My friends, most of the food we eat, even if it's organic, has had a lot of the value debased out of it. That's why you need supplements. And a lot of the vitamins don't get fully absorbed. Not poo-pooing them. They're excellent. I know myself and my staff couldn't work the long hours we do if it wasn't for products like Interfood. They're patriots. It's got 20-plus ingredients in it. It's a delicious and a juice. It's just the best green food we found out there, bar none. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the botanicals link there on the right-hand side to Interfood. The website's enerfood.com. Or you can simply call toll-free and tell them Alex Jones sent you, get 10% off, 866-762-9238. On top of it, bulk orders, you can get an additional 20% off, 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. Fabulous stuff. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, and many more health benefits. Innerfood.com. All right. Speaking of cell phones, I don't even cover this. I mean, I might cover this once every 2 months. I don't even ever read the studies on air. No exaggeration, I see a medical or university mainline study out of Europe, England, the U.S., China, Japan, Latin America, every 2 days. I mean, they put rats in cages with cell phones 24/7, and you know, all of them get brain tumors at double the rate. I mean, it's stuff like that. Hundreds and hundreds of studies admit, bottom line, after a 5-minute conversation with the average skull thickness, the certain area of the brain, right on, where everybody gets the tumors, by the way, like Johnny Cochran, right on the side, right at the temporal lobe there on the side. The brain gets at least a degree, in some cases 2 degrees hotter. I mean, it's actually heating the tissue. Stop using cell phones. I stopped watching television other than analyzing it and seeing a few films a month. 99% reduction, I would say. Or 98, I don't know. I used to watch 2-3 hours a day 5-6 years ago. Now I watch only to study TV, never watch, or there's a hurricane or tornado, I might look at the news. Point is, side issue. The point is, I quit watching TV. I've almost quit using my cell phone. I use a regular phone to just check messages on it. If I'm driving and something comes up, I'll use it maybe 5 minutes, 2 minutes a day. Well, looks like I got to completely quit using it. I mean, I know we're addicted. You habitualize the use of it. It doesn't matter. You got to stop. And I see 7-8-year-old girls and boys, their parents give them to them for school to call them if they're going to be out on the curb before they pick them up. Or, look, have them stay inside. Park your car and go get them out of the school. You know, this convenience stuff's got to stop. Do not give your young show. I mean, come on. If you don't care about yourself, at least care about your children. If your wife's pregnant, get her off the cell phone. Look at this. Only 10 minutes on a mobile phone could trigger cancer, scientists believe. This is the Daily Mail. Look, I love my daddy. He's on that thing all the time now with, you know, because he's a doctor, dentist, people call him all the time. I think I'm going to go over there and just take it and smash it. He doesn't listen to me, and I'm just going to take it. It'll probably already. They knew this, by the way. It's come out 20 years ago when they just started developing these. Mobile phones can take as little as 10 minutes to trigger changes in the brain associated with cancer. Scientists claimed yesterday they found even low levels of radiation from handsets interfere with the way brain cells divide. Cell division encounters the growth of tumors, encourages the growth of tumors. Unbelievable. Several major studies have also found no link between mobile phone use and brain tumors, nor a dramatic rise in the cancer rates, though they admit that the faster cell division is linked to cancer. But campaigners insist the discovery undermines official advice that the devices are safe. See, there's like 4 or 5 studies I've seen paid for by cell phone companies that say, well, it heats your brain up, but there's no proof it hurts you. What are the cigarette companies? They were just in front of Congress a couple years ago again, and the executives will sit up there and say, there is no evidence that cigarette smoking causes lung cancer. And the senator will go, oh, give me a break. And they'll go, hey, we've done the studies. There's no evidence. You all know cigarettes will give you lung cancer. They'll make your skin look like you know what, and the stuff's horrible. I smoked one cigarette last weekend and felt like garbage for 2 days. I love them, though. Oh, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the number one show at Patriot Talk Radio, Truth Radio, you name it, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. And we've got to the New York Times best-selling, repeatedly, author of Unfit for Command and several other books. And now, of course, the late, great USA that we got back in stock last week. We got 200 of those babies in there right now. If you want to order the late, great USA, it is an absolutely amazing book, and it is turning the corner on a lot of mainline conservatives that have been fooled by Bush. A lot of liberals that I've talked to have given it to their liberal friends who didn't understand there was a new world order or globalization. They now see the agenda. They understand what it is. They have the documents. Again, the late, great USA, if you want it, we got it available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We had him on three or four times the last month because he's a newsmaker. He's doing research. He's doing real muckraking, real gumshoe journalism. What we used to have in this country back when we were free 60, 70 years ago and not owned by five major corporate conglomerates or four now. And he's out there doing it, and that's why his book's best-selling. And he was reporting for us. We're so honored when he was up in Montebello there in Ottawa covering the church of the treasonous, treacherous meeting that happened, and he is now joining us just for this one segment to talk about some of the other documents he's been researching, and I've seen this in the documents, and I'm glad he's now covered it and really pointed out what it means. We go under UN regulatory law and control during any type of bio-release, either bio-weapon or bird flu or SARS or avian, any of this. Dr. Corsi, this is a shocking new development that you put out on WorldNet Daily a few days ago.
Alex, great pleasure and honor to be back with you. Thank you.
You bet.
Yes, it is. I mean, this came out of the Montebello meeting. You know, Stephen Harper, Prime Minister in Canada, said, oh, no, we're just talking about jelly bean standardization up here. Well, that's a cute answer. It's a ha-ha. Because what comes out of it here is, look, we've now got a North American plan for avian and pandemic influenza, which was signed, I guess, by the working groups. It's posted on the SPP.gov, you know, the Security and Prosperity Partnerships website. And what this plan does is it puts U.S. and Canadian and Mexican, all three of us, under world trade. It's under the World Health Organization and the United Nations law and control should there be any health emergency in North America. You know, it's blue helmet time. As soon as we get a avian flu scare or a pandemic influenza scare, and this confirms a policy that Bush made. It was very little notice, but in September 14, 2005, Bush went to UN General Assembly high-level plenary meeting, full meeting in New York, and he shifted our policy to what was called the International Partnership on Avian and Pandemic and Influenza. And that, again, that was the first step to putting us under UN control for these flu epidemic scares. Now all of North America, under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, is under UN control. And that means we all come under this new UN czar, David Nabarro, who has been appointed the UN System Flu Influenza Coordinator.
Now, that dovetails with what the SPP documents last year said and the new public ones this year, and we have Pastor, their front man, Robert Pastor, out saying, out of terrorism, out of crises, out of economic collapses, we will have our North American integration.
Yeah, well, that's correct, Alex. And, you know, I went into David Nabarro's speeches because they're pretty frightening. You know, I documented, even according to the World Health Organization statistics, since 2003, there have been fewer than 150 deaths worldwide.
But they talk about billions.
What they're saying, he's saying, this Nabarro, the flu czar for the UN, is saying that a worldwide pandemic is inevitable. And he says it's going to kill anywhere between 5 and 150 million worldwide.
Now, see, he says that, and I've seen that, but we've got top Russian officials saying a billion.
I don't doubt it. And, you know, the thing is, it's a scare because when you look at what Nabarro is saying, he's saying, well, whether it's going to be 5 million or 150 million depends upon how much control you give to me.
which is classic terrorism by the old definition. Do what I say or really bad stuff's going to happen.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the old Italian mob in New York with the family grocery store. Listen, I'm not going to burn your place down,
right.
but if you don't pay me 10% and hire my cousin, see Luigi over there, he gets a little mad, and he plays with gasoline at midnight.
I'm here with the UN and the Blue Helmets, and we're here to protect you from a health emergency. Say, what health emergency? Well, the one you might be having if you don't give us control. And all of Navarro's predictions end up, of course, being wrong. He said that there would be, in March 2006, March 8th, gave a UN press conference, and he stated that the avian flu, the H5N1 virus, would reach the Americas, you know, North America, within the next 6 to 12 months. Well, it didn't. Of course,
well, they said SARS was going to kill a million people. Now, but the key here is, remember the CFR and the Hart-Rubin Commission said we would be hit in New York, and then they bragged after it happened, very magical that they knew that was going to happen. We had Gary Hart saying, let's use this disaster to build a new world order. And you got Cheney saying race-specific bioweapons are a politically useful tool, and we know they've got these things. I mean, would you put it past the UN or some internationalist group to release something to bring in their world government?
Well, not at all. I wouldn't put it past them. And I think I'm writing this article for two reasons. One, to make everybody aware that we are compromising our sovereignty under the Security and Prosperity Partnership right now. We're agreeing to put ourselves under UN control. And secondly, this puts us right in the heart of being able to be scared into giving up even more sovereignty.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And they do it, and it's in the document, and you have it in black and white, and we're still to the point of trying to get people convinced that they're building a North American highway grid when that's admitted. But by the way, you and I got attacked in several publications in the last month for claiming they were going to put toll roads on existing roads in Texas because we had their own documents. Here's WOAI-TV, secret TxDOT plan to toll existing interstates. At the same time, local officials assure us that tolls will never be charged for traveling on existing highway lanes. 1200 WOAI News has obtained a Texas Transportation Committee's commission report in which TxDOT officials discuss which ways to impose toll roads on existing interstate highways. Now, that was no secret. We had Bob Dacey 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, at the big TxDOT meeting where they said it. So, I mean, my point here in bringing this up, because, you know, your whole UN thing is 10 times worse and more dangerous, is that they congenitally lie about things that are admitted. We are now going under UN regulatory control, Bush signed back on to UNESCO, and then you try to tell the average conservative that, they laugh at you.
Well, it's why I say, the entire thing, why I put 30 pages of footnotes in the late, great USA, and every single one of those footnotes, virtually every one, is to a website, because what the president has to refute, saying this is a conspiracy theory and laughing at it, is the government's own documents, which validate every point we're making. In other words, you don't have to believe me. You know, go look at the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America's declaration, the plan on avian flu.
And by the way, under Topoff 1 and Topoff 2 and Dark Winter 1 and 2, they had the exact same scenarios. And it even, this was AP back in 2000. In 2001, they did both these drills. They said martial law, shutdown, takeover of states, merging with Canada. And have you seen that, Dr. Corsi?
Well, no, I have not seen that. You have to send me that.
Yeah, it's Dark Winter 1 and 2,
okay.
Topoff 1 and 2. Oh, what's the other one? There was three. I'll find it and send it to you.
Send it to me. But, you know, what I'm pointing out here, too, is, and I link this in the article, we now have U.S. NORTHCOM, which is set up, and it's out in Peterson Air Force Base. I wrote articles about the new command center. It's set up as a continental military command to use the U.S. military in domestic emergency situations. And I reference here that this exercise, Ardent Sentry 6, which is an exercise that the military had been conducting with U.S. NORTHCOM, was playing a scenario involving a plague in Mexico reaching across the border into Arizona and New Mexico. And if you click on it, you will see the government website, the Joint Task Force Civil Support website maintained by NORTHCOM, official government website, that shows you the exercise where they're role-playing a plague coming out of Mexico. So our military is ready to be involved. We have UN command, so the Blue Helmets can get involved. And the whole idea of these so-called health emergencies that we're going to, going back to the swine flu, do you remember that one under President Ford?
Yes.
220 million people were inoculated because one guy came down with an illness in an army post.
And the inoculation killed thousands.
The inoculation killed more people. Swine flu never materialized. But again, it shows the power of a health scare, and that was fully documented in the Ford administration. Now, you got the UN playing the same scare themes, and what it comes down to is a power grab. It's a continental, international, globalist power grab.
And first they give the central government total dictatorial power under emergencies, and then it signs power illegally, unlawfully, unconstitutionally, over to unelected international bodies, just like it did with trade to the WTO. Folks, this is high treason, and there are literally 50 video games plus, and children's books, and magazines, and the new Fantastic Four, and Captain Earth, and Captain Planet, and Time Magazine for Kids, telling everyone that the UN will run America. Here's a one-minute clip from a video game that came out last year, Shattered Union. Listen to this conditioning.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land.
All right.
They battled one another.
That's fantasy. Jerome Corsi is reality. But there's this massive conditioning, and they said 4 years ago the deal with Mexico and Canada. I remember Army Times reported it's in Road to Tyranny, actually. I guess it was 6 years ago. Man, five and a half.
Well,
that they signed a deal that Mexican and Canadian troops would, quote, be used for natural disasters, peacekeeping, and anti-terror ops inside the U.S. Doctor, in closing, what are we facing?
Well, you know, Al, when you look at this whole North American Union push and documents on the SPP website, like this plan on avian flu, which gives control to the United Nations, I don't see how people can ignore that this North American integration is going on in this globalist move. The documentation's right there. And then the Internet, you know, a website article on WorldNet Daily, I document that George Bush has signed on to this, has put U.S. policy completely in accord with international policy on avian flu and pandemic influenza.
And put us under U.N. law
and under this. And there's fewer than 150 deaths worldwide from avian flu since 2003. And the entire thing is a concocted scare.
In closing, what do we do about this, Dr. Corsi? How do we reverse this?
Well, I think we've got to continue to bombard the congressmen. It's a grassroots effort for people to get educated and see the documents themselves. It's why I put these 30 pages of footnotes in the book. When you see the documents and read them, you understand that it's not Alex Jones or Jerry Corsi making stuff up. If you read the documents yourself, you say, well, who am I going to believe? President Bush telling me not to worry, or my own lying eyes, like the country western song says, when you can see the documentary evidence right in front of you.
Dr. Corsi, in closing in 1 minute, how are the neocons responding to you now exposing this UN takeover?
Well, I think the entire, I mean, there's still a continued effort to...
what about Medved? He was Medved, calling us both liars last week.
Well, and they go, you know, this whole theory, they came out around the conference up in Montebello to have a big push to say that we and anybody who raised questions about the North American Union were nutty conspiracy theorists, and it just didn't work. It didn't work because the documents are there.
But why does Medved and people like that lie? He's not dumb.
Well, you know, because it's the disinformation campaign, and people are conditioned to it. They remember when Richard Nixon said, "I am not a crook," and this is just a third-rate burglary, and when, you know, Bill Clinton said, "I did not have sex with that woman." And they remember that these were, by the time it gets to the level where the president's asked the question at an international press conference, and they says, "Oh, it's nothing," he denies it, people say, well, that denial is a lie. He's just trying not to get us to pay attention to the issue, and when people do pay attention to the issue, they see the documentary evidence is strongly there, and the president is just trying
Absolutely.
To get attention.
Doc, can I get you on maybe on my Sunday show coming up?
I'd be honored to be on your Sunday show.
I'll let my producer call you. God bless you. The Late Great USA, available at InfoWars.com. We got it in stock. You can get it right now, discounted, $19.95, normally $25.95. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
A great honor. God bless. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Talk to you Sunday. This flu thing's too big. He'll be on with us in the first hour, then on Sunday. We'll be back with the final segment.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
was something. Even my emotions. Remember, it is our sponsors that make this broadcast possible, and one of the great ones is Bedfan. You'll save a lot of money on your air conditioning. You don't have to crank it down to 70 or 65 to keep cool under the covers. I know most of us like to sleep in a cold room. I'm told that's popular. I like it. I'd sleep in a meat locker if I could. They got a great system. It's patented. It's very inexpensive, and they're patriots, big supporters of the show. Just go check out the website, bedfan.com, B-E-D-F-A-N.com, or 1-800-738-0477. Call them there in the weekend, whenever, 800-738-0477, or bedfan.com. And then there's good old eFoods Direct, the highest quality storable foods in the country. The longest continual operating company, 26 years, about to be 27. I mean, we've got a supply of storable food here at the office. We're ready. We've got it at the house. We've got it out on the farm. And some of the folks who work at the office heard about the two-month deal they've got. Very inexpensive. Two little boxes, good-sized boxes, but they're not too big. Just fit right in the back of your trunk. Two-month supply for one person. Bare minimum, you should have that for each member of your household. Give them a call, 1-866. There I am giving out the inner food phone number from memory. Let me give you the number again. It's 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Again, a public service announcement. More and more studies coming out saying that just a few minutes on a cell phone can give you cancer. And any old RF guy will tell you this, and RF isn't even as bad as microwave. That's why people used to work in around the transmitters, and they always die. You can get burned by the RF being up close to them. People used to eat their coffee up in front of the radars until they found out it made their basically their you-know-whats fall off. We're all addicted to these. We're all using them. Yeah, studies show they're actually addictive. They change brain activity. They actually speed. They actually make you smarter while you're on them short-term because it heats the brain. That is increased neuron activity. So I shouldn't say smarter, but makes your brain more pepped up. It's like a cup of coffee. Get off of the cell phones. And a big study up on PrisonPlanet.com on that front. Another big article, an analyst dismisses suspicions about new 9/11 trades. Now, they admit, the mainstream news admits that it's a record trade since 9/11 put options on the stock market, but they do call it a, quote, bin Laden-style trade, but they claim that they've tracked down who's behind it. You can find out who's behind it at PrisonPlanet.com. Very important article. Analyst dismisses suspicion, new 9/11 trades. They're betting over $1 billion the stock market's going to go down by a third at least by late September. I hope that is not the case. Another big article that we talked about earlier in the show, but now Steve's done a story. Though I don't was just reading. I don't know if he added Gruckheimer, Private Gruckheimer, talking about how they were ordered to kill everybody in Afghanistan. I haven't read the whole thing. I was reading during the break, but that's up on Infowars.net. Just where they're told, go in and kill whole villages, go in and kill small children. I'm looking at a toddler they killed here. The little toddler begged for her life. It's a three-year-old girl. I guess it's not a toddler. Well, there's a toddler next to her. A bunch of little dead boys and girls here. The Marines just lined them up and shot them. After all, they're just Arabs. I guess they deserve to die, huh? Those guys will be back here being police officers. And God help us. I'll see you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, out of our flagship station on the weekend. News Radio 590 KLBJ, broadcast on KCXL and great stations like that across the country. Very thankful to all those affiliates. And I want to thank our new affiliate that carries us weekdays here in Austin, 1330 a.m., 100.1, 90.1, everybody. God bless you all. Have a good weekend. The show starts again in 10 seconds at InfoWars.com. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.